You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Eddie Money is your artist of the day. Before we go any further, may God bless him. I'm not making light of it.
I don't want to watch this.
I'm not making light of it. It is horrible. And may God bless Alex Smith if his career is anything short of finished. It's a success. But Alex Smith, the former Chiefs quarterback, was sacked yesterday in a game against the Houston Texans. This is Alex Smith right here, okay? Watch. You have not seen this.
No. I mean, I saw it on Twitter, but I didn't watch it.
Watch. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Watch Alex Smith, his right leg. Okay, you didn't see anything there because that was in real time.
Oh, okay. Yep, there I did.
Wait.
It's dangling. I saw it.
Yeah. Now he's on the field. He's obviously in pain. May God bless him. It's awful. By the way, 33 years to the day that this happened to Joe Theismann, who also played for the Washington Redskins.
Can they give you morphine on the field?
I don't know. 33 years to the day. Here it is in slow motion. Watch his right leg. Watch his right leg. Watch this. Oh!
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Oh!
I just don't want to see that.
Oh!
You football people.
Oh!
I don't want to see it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. I love that I don't want to talk about this, but I'm about to justify a homicide.
All right.
He's a good guy, and I hate watching the moment someone's career likely comes to an end.
Likely?
A lot of people are saying that they're with the way things work today, this may not be a career-ending injury.
Let's hope.
And I sincerely hope. I like Alex Smith. He seems like a cool guy. Super. He's a good quarterback.
I met him about 2 years ago. Could not have been a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. But anyway, it was hard to watch. All right. Go ahead and defend the murderer.
Okay. So you all remember the case. There was a documentary about it. There was, I think, a movie about it. Every media outlet reported on this case because it's one of those whoppers. The case is in Missouri, in Springfield.
Okay.
And this was the case of the horrible, crazy woman who is now deceased, who told the community for years and years and years that her daughter had cancer. The daughter's name was Gypsy Rose. You have to remember this story.
Yeah, I remember that name.
She would wheel out Gypsy Rose for Make-A-Wish Foundation and for the Dream Factory and tell that child, you're sick, shut up, stop talking, we're going to shave your head. We're going to shave your head because you have cancer. And she perpetuated this lie for this child's entire sad, sickeningly sad life, Scott. And as you recall, when this mother was stabbed to death, it's because her daughter, who she kept claiming was 12 or 14 and in actuality was closer to 20 because she kept her malnourished and sick and in and out of hospitals, and doctors could never really find anything wrong with her, but they treated her because that's what you do when you bring a sick kid to the hospital. It turns out this daughter helped plan the murder of this woman. My question...
The murder of her mom?
Yep.
Okay.
My question is this. The trial of the actual killer is going on now. She just facilitated it, said, I'm going to leave the door unlocked. She's in there. You know what to do. She meets this boy online. Boy starts being nice to her. Keep in mind, this girl was never allowed out of the house. She was basically kidnapped and held hostage for her entire life, except when... This mom wheeled her out for cameras, for donations, for Make-A-Wish. I think they took a trip to Disney World. Remember the daughter had these thick Coke bottle glasses that, by the way, she did not need. So little girl grows up, meets a guy online, and they decide they're going to run off together, and mom's got to go. Trial is underway right now for the man who killed this woman. And listen to the defense. In Missouri, a jury is being asked to consider whether murder is justified in retaliation for a long history of child abuse. Mm. The only catch in this case is the killer on trial was not the victim of said abuse, but rather the autistic online boyfriend of the victim, Gypsy Rose. Now, make no mistake, she is a victim. Gypsy lived with her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, in Springfield, had reportedly been battling several chronic diseases. They said she had muscular dystrophy, Scott. I mean, it's just horrible.
Did she have any of these things?
No!
She was perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine!
Okay.
She was confined to a wheelchair. That was forced confinement, by the way.
Okay.
Since age 7. And when she was found dead in her home, this mother had been stabbed 17 times. Mm-hmm. The defense in this case is simple. Yes, he did it. It is justified because this was a lifelong abuser. And here is my question, Scott. Why, in the case of a man, and I'm on your side on this, you always bring up teachers who have sex with students. It's always different when it's a woman having sex with a male student than it is when it's a male having sex with a female student.
Correct.
Think of those three women who were kidnapped and tortured in Ohio, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cleveland, yeah.
Had one of those women gotten their hands on a shovel and pummeled that horrible man to death, no one would have thought twice about them killing this captor. Mm-mm. Then why are we even discussing it with this woman? There's no difference. This was abuse. It was years of abuse. She stole this woman's childhood. Why is anyone going to jail?
Let's go to the front row. I see student Rod has his hand up.
Yes, I have a comment to make. What's different about this is that the person doing the stabbing had nothing at all to do with the abuse. He didn't experience it. It wasn't done to him. It wasn't even done to his sibling or friend. Just some chick he met online that told him it was done, and then he showed up and killed the woman.
Okay.
He should go to jail.
Okay, Dana, defend that.
I would like to rebut that argument.
Okay, please rebut it.
The insane prosecutor's office and an equally insane panel of 12 jurors sent the child victim to prison for 10 years. Gypsy Rose is still in prison for the murder of her abuser. And I would argue she should not spend a day in jail for killing that woman.
All right, Rod, Gypsy Rose did not commit the murder. Her autistic boyfriend did, but she's in jail for 10 years. Defend that.
She is in jail for convincing someone to commit a capital crime. She is not in jail for being abused. She is not even in jail for defending herself or attacking her mother. She is in jail for convincing an innocent man to come into her house and murder someone in cold blood.
Okay, very good. Dana Wright, rebut.
Had they not killed this woman, she would still be a prisoner in that home, and you know it. And if this was a man, if this was a man who had done this to a girl and kept her captive in a wheelchair, shaved her head, made her sick, didn't feed her. She was very sickly looking, but she was sickly looking because this woman made her sickly looking. Mm-hmm. If this was a man, we would not even be having this discussion. He would just be dead.
Okay.
And everyone would applaud.
All right, Rod, she is arguing that this young lady would still be a victim of her mother had she not convinced this young man, whom you described as being, quote, innocent, of killing her mother. Your rebuttal.
My rebuttal is that had Gypsy Rose herself walked into that bedroom and stabbed her mother to death, I would be on your side. However, she convinced someone else to do it. That is her crime, not the murder itself. Whether it was a man or a woman who got murdered, I don't think has anything to do with this case.
Okay.
Because the point is, she did not stand up and attack the person who abused her all these years. She got online and found someone she could convince
to do it for her.
Rebuttal, Dana Wright.
She couldn't do it herself. She was squeamish. That's her defense. She said, I could not do it myself. Now, real quick, Scott, I agree with everything Rod just said. I think if this young, abused, jacked up child, who's going to need therapy for 100 years,
yes,
and even then it won't be enough.
No.
Had she killed her mom, we wouldn't even be talking about this. I don't think there's a jury in the world that would have convicted her had she gone in and stabbed her mom. But because she found someone else to do it, because she didn't feel like she could do it, and she was tired of living as a prisoner, everyone's going to jail. That makes no sense. It is not fair. I'm sorry.
I have
this woman.
Hang on, I'll give you the last word.
A horrible person, Scott. Horrible person.
Rod, you get the last word.
My final response is, do you feel that Charles Manson should have lived his life in prison?
You always have to go to Manson.
Do you feel that Charles Manson should have lived his life in prison? I do.
Charles
because
Manson
he convinced
was
other
not
people
an abuse
to
survivor.
Kill. It doesn't matter.
He convinced
his
other
crime
people.
Was convincing people to
Charles
murder.
Charles Manson never killed anyone.
You cannot
that we know
look
of.
At me, though,
that
with a straight face right. and tell me homicide is never justified. Because I don't believe that.
I don't either.
No, I
Here
think
again.
Homicide is justified.
I think
justified.
There are very
Had
narrow circumstances.
Had she gotten up and killed that woman, yeah. this would not be a discussion.
Okay, let's turn it over to the people, okay? By the way, there is a difference between homicide and murder.
Correct.
Will we agree to that?
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay, all right. Homicide and murder are different.
And you're not sorry to see this woman go, Rod.
No.
Absolutely not.
576-7798. 576-7798. Hey, I took the tour last week, man. This place is incredible. Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you've got to check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood, 119th and Row. I was there last Thursday. This place is gorgeous. Beautiful showroom, light, relaxed, music playing, great vibe. Case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants, whatever. Here's the best part about Diamonds Direct. The value. The prices are unreal. This is the store that was started by former diamond wholesalers. Shop around. It's fine. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, and only Diamonds Direct will give you 110% upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond today, maybe you want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future. Diamonds Direct will give you what you paid for the first one plus an extra 10%. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds. It's now open, 119th and Row. Check them out. Come on. Ooh, man, everybody wants to weigh in on this one. Let's start at the top. Jason in Kansas City. Jason, hello, my friend.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi. So what I was thinking is this lady was not justified in getting someone to commit this murder for her because she had other options other than murder. Now, I can understand, you know, with there being the abuse that if her only option was murder, that makes sense. But if she had enough wherewithal to reach out to someone to get help, then that wasn't the only option that she had.
But let me just ask you this, Jason, and I think you probably know where I'm going with this. At some point when you are being held captive, and I bring up the Elizabeth Smart case, when she was out in public with her face covered, at some point, something in you switches. And they've done studies on
sure.
this.
Okay.
So did she have a way to escape? I guess physically, could she have walked out, you know, stood up from that wheelchair and walked out? Yes. But I don't know. I've never been held captive. I think people who have survived that kind of thing will tell you your mind at some point switches over and you start Stockholm syndrome, relying on your captor. And I think that's what happened here.
But if you have enough, if you can convince someone to commit murder, don't you think you could also convince someone to at least help you out of that situation?
That's a great point.
If you had, you had another way out.
It's a great point. He has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the brutal 2015 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. He faces life in prison with no possibility of parole.
What town is this in?
Springfield.
Springfield, Missouri.
Now, his attorneys argued, remember, he is autistic. She had never really seen the light of day. She certainly had never been on a date.
Whoa, is autism a defense?
It was part of his defense that he did not have the mental capacity to comprehend.
Is autism a defense?
I think it depends. That's a big spectrum.
576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
A slow go home. More next.
Hey, if you or an older parent is looking for a fun, gorgeous retirement community, check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. That one's just off 135th and Metcalf, as a matter of fact. I drove by that the other day. Check them both out. You can go online, silvercrestkansascity.com. Here's what's cool. Month-to-month apartment homes are available right now. Gorgeous wooded views, 24-7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement communities. Here's the other deal. They have staff members out there who've been there 10, 20 years. One- and two-bedroom apartment homes are available now, month-to-month. You do have to be over the age of 55. And traditional assisted living services are there, too, if you need it. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
Coming up on 5:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Sterrett. Roadwork on the eastbound lanes of 435 is causing longer-than-expected wait times. Officials estimate people coming into the Johnson County Gateway from K-10 will have a wait of an hour and 45 minutes just to get to Metcalf. This is all part of the process of repaving the eastbound lanes of 435. KDOT expects to have all the lanes back open by 7. More inside KMBZ traffic and weather together coming up. It's 5:30.
Chicago police now say an officer and at least two others have been injured in a shooting at Mercy Hospital on the city's south side. Witness James Gray says he ran into an X-ray department to escape the gunfire.
Security was trying to direct us into rooms and told us to lock the doors behind us.
ABC's Ryan Burrow is in Chicago.
Shots were reportedly fired both outside and inside of Mercy Hospital on Chicago's near south side. We know that a Chicago police officer was among those shot and is said to be in critical condition. Chicago police spokesperson asking for prayers. That police officer receiving a police escort to another hospital, one with a trauma center. At least one suspect also shot. It's unclear the extent of the injuries. There are reports of at least one other person shot. Police have been going methodically through the hospital and are telling people to stay away.
The hospital has now been cleared. The hospital tweeting patients are safe, but police are still urging people to stay away as the investigation continues. I'm Linda Lopez, ABC News.
KMBZ traffic and weather together next. It's 5:31.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. My daughter the other day said, hey, Dad, when I'm old enough to drive, can I have this car? No. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. And Olathe Subaru now has exclusive adventure series, upgraded interior, lift kits, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Bill George, who owns both, is a pillar in our community and has worked with local charities for years. He's been a strong supporter of St. Jude's for more than 30 years. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the 30s, down to 21 tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny skies in the afternoon on Tuesday, but cool. High temperature 43 degrees. Winds will be out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that southwest trend will keep the temperature warmer, even in the morning. We'll be right at freezing, but will quickly warm up to about 56 degrees in the afternoon on Wednesday. Thanksgiving Day itself, middle 30s to start, afternoon high 57. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 40 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Before we continue, Dana just showed me a picture of mom and daughter. Mom, now dead. Daughter now freed. Explain the daughter's situation.
Oh, remember, she didn't have teeth. She had a forced shaved head, looked malnourished, was forced to ride around in a wheelchair.
This was Springfield, Missouri. The kid was fine.
Oh, she was dragged all over multiple hospitals and doctor's offices, told she had muscular dystrophy, told she had cancer.
So, Rod, I said to Dana, I said, where is the kid's teeth? The kid's probably 14 years old. I said, where's the kid's teeth in the picture? Dana says, didn't you listen to me? Mom took them out.
Yeah, I'd heard that she gave her something that would cause that to happen. And
like
then,
the decay.
Yeah, and then just took them out.
You know, and one of the prosecutors said today, you know, that if Gypsy had wanted relief, she should have sought it in court. Okay, you tell a child who has been, for all intents and purposes, kidnapped her entire life, to go find relief in a court system that, how is she supposed to go find relief?
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree that this was a horrible woman that the world is better off without. I don't disagree that Gypsy Rose was horribly abused her whole life. But for you to say she shouldn't do any time when she convinced another human being to kill someone, I disagree with.
Yes, and Rod, I will give you this. If you look at domestic violence victims, and I brought up the Burning Bed case, which is an extreme case, but it's an important case.
The Farrah Fawcett movie.
Yeah, but based on a true story. If you looked up domestic violence victims who, after years of abuse, finally snap and take the life of their abuser, you know, those cases can fall either way. But if a domestic violence survivor calls someone and says, will you please kill my husband? He's still beating me. We would anticipate in those cases, both of them would likely go to jail.
Okay.
I'll give you that, Rod.
Let's go to Lauren in Kansas City. Lauren, hello.
Hi. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks.
Okay. So my take on this is I think it's good that Gypsy didn't get the death penalty or life. They obviously had mercy on her in terms of that. However, you have to take in part that she still had the mindset of a 12-year-old because her mom literally forced her to have little to no education.
Correct.
You know, to keep her at the fact that she wasn't smart and she was a little kid and that's how she was. Another thing is that, she was still at the end of the day convincing someone to kill her mom. And someone should serve time, you know, due diligence. But, however, I think it's good that she went to jail. She's not ready for society yet. You know, she's gone through all this trauma, has gone through everything. And if you expect someone to, even if you go and get outside help,
yeah,
and then release her to the world, that is not, I mean, it is not doing good for her.
Lauren, can I jump in here just to play the devil's advocate for a second? Would you mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And I'll play with you and with Dana. So when I ask a question, both of you respond, please.
Okay.
Does mom hold alive any redeeming quality to society?
Very little.
Lauren?
Yeah, I don't see that as well. I think she, you know, I'm not disagreeing with the fact
okay.
that, yeah.
Let's stop patty caking it. Is mom a good person?
No.
No.
Okay. Is the world better off without her?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah.
Okay. Could there, just for the sake of argument, could there be such a thing in the civilian world as a good kill?
It makes me really uncomfortable to talk about that out loud.
Well, I'm going to talk about it out loud.
But if Elizabeth Smart, again, took a shovel and killed both of her captors, both of them, may they both rot in hell, I would actually be glad for her that she did that and was able to get away. That's not how she was rescued.
And we talked about, you talked about, Dana, the three girls who were held in Cleveland, Ohio for 15 years. Lauren, I know you remember that case.
Right,
If these girls had somehow freed themselves from their bondage, killed their captor, would we not consider that to be a good kill?
I definitely would. I guess, however, for me, is it wasn't Gypsy who killed her mom.
The fact that she brought somebody else in.
A third party in.
That changes everything for you.
Yes. And also, I feel like within her being in jail, she would get all the resources and coping that she needs. You know, what people don't understand is in jail, that's a big thing. I know individuals who have gone in for, you know, they've beat up their stepdad for hurting their mom, and it's like they, you know, because of all the trauma they went through, they get to get, you know, coping skills and understand, you know, triggers and stuff like that, and try to go through and kind of heal that individual upon release.
Yeah, the trigger was you hitting my mom. Now that I've killed you, you're not going to hit my mom, so now I don't have a trigger.
Right, but for her, triggers could be something as simple as, oh, well, now it's doctor's offices.
Oh, God.
Now she can't step into a doctor's
office. She probably
office.
Doesn't ever want to go see a doctor again as long as she lives, and who could blame her?
Exactly. Well, God knows she's never seen a dentist.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, Lauren, hey, thank you for the call, okay?
No problem.
All right,
you know, again, it goes back to gender, Scott, that I think we're uncomfortable with the notion that this woman is no longer here. She was this matronly...
Was she?
Oh, you know... Not entirely pleasant.
You're not going to use the word maternal, are you?
No, but I think it. What is it in society where it's less palatable to say this was a horrible woman and I'm not sorry she's gone? Where is it if it's the guy in Ohio who kidnapped those women or the man who kidnapped Elizabeth Smart? Like I don't even blink. I'd be like, yeah, I'm super happy that he's in prison for the rest
because
of his life. And I kind of wish she had hit him over the head with a hammer.
I think we have a predisposed want, okay, to think that the mother, the woman, is going to be maternal. We're almost inclined.
Because she's a mom.
Right.
She was sick. She had mental health issues. I mean, clearly she was crazy.
Where the dad's a monster.
Right.
Okay. She is just mentally ill.
And what does that say about us?
That's just the way
she's
it is.
She's no less guilty than any man would have been doing the same thing.
She's a monster. She was a monster. She deserved to die. I don't think the world is a worse off place without her. And I don't think any of them, and I would argue with Rod if he hadn't gone to go take a poop, I would make this argument. I do believe in good kills. I do.
I just don't like saying it that way. It's easier to say, I'm not sorry that she's no longer harming this child. It's easier for me to look at it that way. I'm not sorry that this woman is no longer
but
here
what you're dancing
to continue
around,
harming that girl.
True, but Dana, what you're dancing around is the term good kill.
Yeah, I don't like that term, and
why?
I don't know why. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, but isn't that what it is?
I don't think most people are sorry to see her go.
So it's a good
knowing
kill.
Knowing what she did. To this child.
She tortured this child.
Correct.
If you torture a child.
For years.
And you to the point where you are feeding her some sort of something, I don't know what it is, where her teeth fall out so that you can perpetuate this.
Scam.
Scam, yeah. That she has cancer, where you're forcing a perfectly able-bodied child into a wheelchair so that you can make money to do nothing. If for some reason somebody makes sure that you don't breathe anymore, I'm not losing any sleep.
The HBO documentary,
suck
by the way,
at being a human being, and that's a good kill.
The HBO documentary is called Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. It's been a couple years since it's been out, but it's called Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
Probably could have come up with a better title.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's a really dumb title.
You know, there was one physician along the way, and I don't want to say which hospital because I don't want to get it right or wrong, There was one physician along the way, and she had stacks and stacks and stacks of medical files, this child, who, by the way, had nothing wrong with her. One physician called it and said, I don't see anything medically wrong with this child. But the hospital over here, Scott, didn't talk to the hospital over there. And this Dr. A didn't talk to Dr. B.
Yeah.
And when Dr. A called this woman on it, guess what? We're not going to go back and see Dr. A anymore. My child has muscular dystrophy because I say so.
576-7798. Chad, Independence. Chad, hello.
Hi. When thinking in terms that are scripted to us from religious thinking, you know, it's really no wonder she was convicted of murder in this case. And what we need to think about is thinking that is free from this low-level, black-and-white thinking of religion. You know, she had no capacity after being beaten down and incapacitated to put the knife in this monster of a mother herself. So I believe she's completely justified in what she did and getting this guy's help to take this person out and free herself from her situation.
All right, my friend, you're in. Bill in the Northland. Bill, hello. Rod, feel free to defend yourself.
Is Rod done pooping?
Rod is back. Yes, he is.
Okay. I want to argue his point.
Okay.
Rod is crazy because Rod is smart. He's got his mind about him. This girl didn't have a mind about her. She didn't know what life was about. Her whole world was turned upside down. She didn't know the right way. She didn't know she could jump out of that wheelchair and go and defend herself.
Yeah.
She had no clue. That girl should not be punished whatsoever. And I don't actually think the guy should either.
Well, I strongly disagree about the guy. I do understand what you're saying about her. But at the same time, I feel like if she could be online enough to develop a relationship with someone and convince them to do this, she could have been online saying something's wrong here.
Hang on, Bill. Hang on. Let Rod finish. Rod, are you done?
Yes.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
You don't know what's going through a person's mind when they went through something this traumatic.
You're absolutely correct. I have no clue what that would be like.
And I have no doubt in my mind that she did what she thought needed to be done.
Yeah.
To free herself from hell, literally hell, right?
Totally hell.
Okay.
She told the world, by the way, that her daughter suffered from leukemia, asthma, muscular dystrophy.
Of which she suffered none.
No. And several other chronic conditions, and had the mental capacity of a 7-year-old due to brain damage she suffered as a result of her premature birth.
She was smart enough to have you killed, you dumb biatch. 576-7798. Hey, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They are the best in the business. Their reputation's so good, they've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, Leawood. Nice family from Leawood took their car recently to Dale's Collision Repair. I believe it was the Wright family. Very nice family. And by the way, when they got the car back, I got one phone call that said, wow, it looks brand new. Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's our phone number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
Hey, you've heard me bragging about the stunning landscape and the gorgeous brand new custom homes out at Cottonwood Canyon. What are you waiting for? Make your reservation for a private tour now. Or check them out online at CottonwoodCanyonKS.com. Here's why. They just opened up the final phase of 27 lots overlooking some of the most gorgeous scenery on Canyon Farms Golf Club. Holes 2 and 3 are nestled right in there where these new lots are available. 27 of them. The roads are in. The infrastructure is in. They are just waiting for you to come choose your lot and start building your dream home. Prices of those homes starting in the 600, limited number of them available, limited number of lots available. Call for your private tour, 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or check them out again online, cottonwoodcanyonks.com. You will not find a better location in all of Johnson County off of 435 and 87th Street, cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Mind if you do. Ken in Kansas City. Hello, Ken, my friend.
Hi, Ken.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
Well, I just got in on the tail end just before I most of what I heard, I agree on one thing with the fact of a good kill is probably a little brash, but I think justified fits here without it being...
Yeah.
Qualified as okay.
Hang on for a second. Dana, share with him, share with Ken what you shared with
me.
Well,
I had forgotten about this because she's a very sickly, at the time, malnourished child. Well, the reason was her mother had doctors put a feeding tube in this girl. And she didn't need a feeding tube, but she found a doctor who agreed to do it. And she then force-fed her through a feeding tube Pedialyte. And I'm going to post some of these stories on our social media platforms. I think people forget the breadth and the just horrifying nature, the level of abuse that this child suffered throughout her life. She was convinced she was 14 years old, Scott. At the time, she was really 20. And the one time she tried to produce her birth certificate to try to get help, the mom stepped in and said she has no idea what she's talking about. She has the mental capacity of a seven-year-old. And I forgot about this. All of our records were wiped out in Hurricane Katrina. All a lie. Mm. It was all a lie.
Well, I agree with the lies, and I agree with what the lady did was completely... justified. I there's just no other way to put it. But I think with the rest of your listeners, by saying a good kill, that becomes kind of militaristic.
And that's my word.
Yeah, it's brainwashing.
Those are my words. I'm the one who said good kill.
No, I know. And to both have a justification and can be said as okay. But I think to say that the kill was justified based on the abuse that this young girl went through is a little bit easier to take than a good kill.
I agree with you, Ken.
All right, man. Andrew in Liberty, you get the last word tonight. Hello, Andrew.
All right, so let me start this with the fact that I'm not a psychologist. I'm a mechanic. And we took a class.
What's the difference?
No difference? Fine with me.
So I had to take a class to get my degree for, you know, mechanic work. I had to take a psychology class. And we did a study on a girl that from birth was strapped into a high chair in her room. Windows locked off, everything stayed there 24/7. Never let out until about 9 years old, I think she was found. And the discussion was more based on the fact that she didn't have the development that another child would have, including, you know, learning to walk, learning to read, learning to write, comprehend, right, things of that nature. And it came down to the development was different, and they couldn't decide whether it was the fact that she never had that time to develop or if it was just a severe autism that was induced by the lack of contact with the outside world.
Sure.
So in that case, you know, being contained like she was and not allowed to be around other people, it could be argued that there's, you know, mental issues in terms of, you know, Down syndrome, autism. You know, I don't know which one you're born with or the other. But in that case, you know, it could be something along those lines, just a developmental thing.
Yeah.
But that's just the way I take it from that. I think, you know, if she had somebody go after her mother like that, you know, she might not have known the right or wrong in that situation.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. We got to run. News is next. Then it's Jonathan Weir On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happening now on KMBZ, an officer is among the wounded in a shooting at a Chicago hospital. More next.
Hey, get a head start on your holiday shopping now. Black Friday deals are going on right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Discover holiday deals on furniture and flooring, plus shop appliances, electronics, and more, all on sale. And remember, you can stretch that holiday budget. They have 24 months financing on purchases $499 or more. See the store or NFM.com for details. Whether you're treating yourself, starting your holiday gift shopping, or getting your home ready for holiday guests, the Mart is your destination. When it comes to recliners, area rugs, TVs, fitness equipment, tablets, headphones, cookware, even toys, the Mart is the one store that has it all, and you're going to love their friendly staff. They will really help you save time by helping you find that perfect item for your home. Most items are available for easy pickup or fast delivery. Get your home holiday ready and get a jump start on holiday shopping at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.